Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Road to Righteous Living by Moji Soldasanya details the expectations of God from all believers who want to walk with Him. Information on how to maintain a life of righteousness and things to do in order to remain steadfast instead of growing weary or weak. Moji Sola relocated to the United States in 1998, joined a present church where she is a deaconess and a Sunday school teacher, a nurse by profession with a passion for teaching. Author of The Road to Righteous Living, Moji Soldasanya, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's my pleasure.
You know, this is really an important book, and you reach so many people with this. Let's talk, first of all, I mentioned a nurse by profession. Where did the inspiration come? What motivated you to write The Road to Righteous Living?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I've been a Sunday school teacher for about 12 to 15 years. And I used to write, some sermons, which I used to do. I love to use my own writings to teach people. And so these small pieces of writings that I've been, collating over the years, just dawned on me that, this could be a piece of work that will benefit so many, rather than just a few people that I teach in my church, that if I, get out to reach so many people with all these things, that would be, a much better thing. And secondly, I happen to be one of the people that pioneered a scholarship program in my church. The scholarship was for youth. And I said, okay, if I'm able to get some things from this book, I should be able to bless those youth with whatever that I'm able to raise from the book. So those are the two things that actually motivated me.
Well, the book is available at writersrepublic.com. You'll find Moji Sola's website is lastinggrace.org, and I will spell that as we go through the program so you can get information on the book. The book title is The Road to Righteous Living. How long did it take you to write this book once you decided? And it sounds like this was sort of a work in progress, although you didn't know it over the years because you had these thoughts and writing them down. How long did it take to actually put the book together?
Putting the book together, I would say it's about 3 months. But the work, all the works that are there, I've been putting it together over the years. But actually putting it together, it's about 3 months. And this happened during the COVID.
Well, it's interesting, yeah, and I read a little bit about you and what went into the book, and you took this period, it was a downtime for most people, and you took this, used it to your advantage to write this book, and now it's the advantage of so many people that are reading it and responding. You read the reviews, and you really are touching a lot of people. The book is well done, by the way. Winner of the prestigious Plume Award for literary excellence. The book is The Road to Righteous Living. Talk about the topic, The Road to Righteous Living. Why is that so important, and why has it meant so much to you to get this message out there?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I didn't know what to, the topic to give to it when I was writing it. But as I began to write, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and said, you know what? Working with God is... it's not something that you just stumble to it overnight and you think you perfect it. So it's like something one day at a time. So that was how I got to the topic, the road to righteous living. That it's something, you take a step at a time, one day at a time with God, to learn about God and to learn how to work, pleasing the Lord. So that's how I came about the topic.
What is it you want the readers to get from reading the book, The Road to Righteous Living? What do you hope when they finish the book? What's the takeaway for the reader? How will this impact them and their lives?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people, when they come newly to the Christian faith, you know, they tend to stumble here and there, don't have a lot of guide, don't have, you know, they don't even know where to start or what to do. And I believe reading this book is that it's a guide. It's like a guide to know what to, you know, what to do and how to be able, you know, to start the journey. Because working with God is a journey, you know. This righteous living is a life that God wants for every one of us to live, and it is a journey. And if you're going on a journey, you don't even know which way to go, or, you know, you don't have a guide, you know, on the journey, it's going to be much, much tougher. So putting it out, I believe that it's going to help a lot of people, either old believers or people that are coming newly to faith.
And that's what's so interesting with the book. It's not just designed for people beginning this journey. It's people along the way that are trying to maintain where they are or get back on the journey. Because so often as life comes at us, we sort of get away from what some of the goals are. And I mentioned your passion for teaching. That's evident in the way you present the topic in the book. The book is The Road to Righteous Living. I tried in the beginning, just in a few sentences, to sort of do a summary of what the book's about. Tell us briefly your thoughts on the book. If you were talking to someone and explaining why this book is important in their lives, how would you explain the book, The Road to Righteous Living?
So I would encourage them to know, you know, what it is. You know, why do we even need to walk rightly before the Lord? We really need to know why God expect us to walk rightly before Him, because God did not ask us to do anything without any benefit. So we need to really know, and then knowing fully that God has some thing in store for us, if we are able to walk in His ways, it's an advantage or it's a privilege, you know, that will motivate us to even walk much better. And so this is why I put it there in the book. You know, it tells us about you know, how to begin this journey, and it tells us about what we needed, you know, in order to be able to persist and to stay focused on this journey, so that we don't get weary. And it's also, I mean, give a brief detail of what we are, I mean, the life that God expects for us if we truly walk rightly before Him.
And that's so interesting. It really lists details, the expectations that God has from all of the believers who choose to walk with Him. The book is The Road to Righteous Living, Mojisola Sanya. And I'm going to spell that if you're going to Google. That's Mojisola. Sanya, Sanya. Book available the usual places, writersrepublic.com. If you go to the bookstore, you'll find it there, other places as well. Her website is lastinggrace.org. And of course, you'll find all of this by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about perfecting righteousness. Explain that, and how is this possible?
Okay. So, you know, the world has their own meaning for perfection. You know, the world, when they believe you have to be perfect, they believe you have to be flawless. But that's not what God is saying. God is telling us, you know, perfecting in the way of the Lord is maturity. That is, it's not something that you attain in one day. Even though the scripture says, be ye perfect as your Father is perfect. The thing is, yeah, Jesus is trying to tell us that if we are the children of God, we ought to be like Him. And how do you be like Him? By trying, you know, your best, you know, walking in His way, day by day, learning about God, learning what God expects, you know, from you. And then he is not saying that, you know, that immediately you must reach that perfection. God's perfection is just a process. It's not a a state of attainment. It's a process that you grow from, you know, from glory unto glory unto glory. Because until Jesus Christ comes, we may not all be perfected. Jesus Christ is the perfect one that will make us perfect. But he doesn't expect us to fold our hands and wait till he comes. He expects us to do something, just as he is also doing things, you know, on our behalf.
Yes.
So it's a state of maturity, you know, growing to maturity. That's what it is.
The book is The Road to Righteous Living, the author, award-winning book. The author is Moji Sola Sanya. The information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book at writersrepublic.com, and her website, lastinggrace.org. What is the connection between the Holy Spirit and righteous living?
Oh, incidentally, you see, when I was writing the book, and the Holy Spirit, you know, there's nothing we can do without the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, you know, the scripture made it clear. That is our teacher, is our guide, and he perfects us. He's the one that can perfect us, you know. So when I was writing it, then the Holy Spirit was ministering to me. He said, do you even know that, you know, this thing you are doing, this book you're writing, could not have been, you know, written if not for the for the help of the Holy Spirit? I said, yes. He said, so do you want to know the connection between the Holy Spirit and living right? I said, yes, Lord. And then he said, you know, then that was how I was given the meaning. He said, the Holy Spirit itself is the ability, you know, that gives you the right to live the kind of life that God wants you to live. That's the connection between Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us a man the privilege to live the supernatural life which God has designed for man to live. You know,
yes.
We are spirit beings. We are supposed to live like, you know, spirit beings. And so in order for us to be able to live like a spirit being, even though we are on earth, we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. So without the help of the Holy Spirit, we actually cannot live the kind of life that God, you know, wants us to live.
You've touched so many people with this book, and the book is doing so well. Are you working on a follow-up book? I mentioned this heart you have for teaching. You have the ability to break it down fundamentally so we understand exactly what it is you're saying. You get right to the point. The book is very easy to read and implement what you're talking about. And you're a very talented author. Are you working on a follow-up book?
Oh, sure, yes. I'm working on another one, which is actually related to the Holy Spirit. The other book is related, very connected with Holy Spirit. That's which I am working on right now.
Well, it'll be fascinating to have a chance to talk about that as well. This book is now available. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, the usual places, at Moji Sola's website, which is lastinggrace.org. Do we need to walk in righteousness to earn God's approval? Is that necessary?
Yeah, I will say, you know, yes.
Yes.
To this question, because we do, you know, let's take the example of Abraham, for example. You know, the Bible recorded that Abraham, you know, believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. He believed God. That's all. The only thing, you know, God says this, and he believed. And God put that as a right living. So if God doesn't want us to live right, you know, it will not qualify Abraham for that. So I believe we need to work. You know, if you say you love God, if you say you want to be pleasing to Him, we have to loving somebody is what, you know, is being pleasing to that person, doing the things that that person loves. That's the life. That is it. So if we think we love God and we want to be pleasing to Him, and we are doing something that is contrary to what He likes, there is no correlation between both. So actually, loving God is walking rightly before God. That is what love is.
A couple minutes left in the program, talking about the new book, The Road to Righteous Living. What advice would you have for people out there listening who are still contemplating whether he or she needs to start a journey on righteous living? And we'll wrap up and just tell me how to get the book. I mentioned again a couple of the sources. What's the best way to get the book? But what would you say to people out there who are deciding whether they really need to be on a journey to righteous living?
The book is available on the website for Writers Republic. It's also available on my website, www.lastinggrace.org. And it's at Barnes & Noble. It's also available at Amazon. And, yes, my advice to all of us that want to walk rightly before the Lord is, you know, I will encourage you. We have a lot of books out there on righteousness. But this book, as you say, I do also have some questions and answers inside, which will tend to kind of refresh your memory so that you know, you can really remember the things that you have learned. We are all a work in progress in the hand of the Lord, and we need to be well equipped, you know, if we are going to please the Lord. We need to be well equipped. And that's my take, you know, on this, yes. On that question.
Well, I think that, as I mentioned before, the book is so well written, so well laid out. It's for the journey. It may be, and it's a book you'll keep with you as you're going on through this journey. It mentioned the questions in there, sort of a refresher as you're reading the book. The book is The Road to Righteous Living. Mojisola Sanya is the author. That's Mojisola Sanya, Sayna. Book at, as she mentioned, writersrepublic.com, her website, lastinggrace.org. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time went by so quickly. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck on the follow-up book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. God bless.
It has been our pleasure. Mojisola Sanya, our guest on the program. The book is The Road to Righteous Living. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.